Warfare. Chronic bloody warfare racked the homelands of Amistad Africans during the 1830s and left them experienced in the ways of violence as both agents and victims. Signs of war were everywhere, even when the fighting could not be directly observed. George Thompson took a trip on which he passed the ruins of 20 towns, many of them burned and razed to the ground. Swept clean, as he put it. Here and there might be seen the skull of a head warman on a stick, a grisly public trophy by which conquerors announced their power. Piles of deliberately unburied bodies also littered the war-torn landscape as the vanquished were left to the disposal of wild animals. Wars closed roads and rivers and obstructed trade, as reflected in a comment Grabeau made about the extreme scarcity of salt in his village. It had become an expensive commodity that none but the rich eat. War also transformed the routines of daily life. A Mende chief named Kambawe remarked that in wartime, if the people go to work farm, a part have to watch with guns while the others work. Even the physical arrangements of Mende towns reflected ubiquitous warfare. At the center of each town was the war village, where warriors and their weapons were always at the ready. Around this central place were built satellite villages, as many as 8 to 10 in number, with several thousand residents. Many towns had palisaded defense works with deep ditches, thick, oiled, slippery walls, spiked ditches on the inside, and an interior wall with gun holes and platforms from which town warriors might fire on invaders. Warriors worked as sentries on a town's perimeter to detect and warn against intruders, and towns had strategies of escape in case enemies should breach their walls. People fled with a few essentials into the forest, where they hid and lived for weeks at a time, commoning until the marauding army had moved on. Kisikuma, a small, very old, smart, shrewd, kind Mende king who had become a Mohammedan, explained a fundamental cause of such warfare.
So many chiefs in the country is the cause of the difficulty.